reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the chief of the Pharisees who had invited him to dinner, "Whenever you give a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or brothers or relatives or wealthy neighbors. They might invite you in return and thus repay you. No, when you have a reception, invite beggars and the crippled, the lame and the blind. You should be pleased that they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid in the resurrection of the just." The Gospel of the Lord. Eating is central to our human lives. We spend a large amount of our time devoted to preparing meals, deciding what we want to eat, shopping for ingredients, actually eating the food, although that part seems to go by pretty quickly. It always amazed me how on Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter family dinners, I would spend hours preparing the food, and then we would all be done in a half an hour. We still sat around and visited to wrap the table, but we were done with consuming. After all, the physical body only has so much inner space to fill. But today, Jesus talks about not what is on the table, but who comes to the table. How we can be filled not physically, but spiritually. After all, our spiritual inner space has none of the limitations of our physical body. Today's gospel passage is located in Luke between two parables about coming to the table. The first parable refers to not taking the seat of honor at the wedding feast, but taking a lower place, so that instead of being asked to move down for a more distinguished guest and becoming embarrassed, you might be invited to move higher. The second parable refers to a man who gave a banquet, and the invited guests didn't show or gave excuses for not coming. The man then told his servants to bring in the blind and the lame, anyone along the road and the wayside. Clearly, Jesus is trying to get our attention about how we choose who we eat with. He had already tried to lead by example. How many times have we read in the Gospels how Jesus got in hot water with the scribes and Pharisees for sitting at table with sinners and outcasts? And now he says, if you invite your family and friends, you will be seen as if you are doing it only to seek reciprocal treatment. But if you invite the blind and the lame, the crippled and the beggars, who cannot offer you a meal in return or pay you back, the reward you will receive will be heavenly, not earthly. You will be filled spiritually, not physically. Jesus tries so hard to show us to look beyond our physical lives, to look into eternal life. When he sat at the table with the sinners and crippled and blind and outcasts, he wasn't really looking at them with the judgment of the world, but with the eyes of compassion and love, with the eyes of a tender father. There is so much hatred and vitriol in our world today, and most of it comes from personal perception, people making quick judgments about what they perceive that the other person is about without taking time to listen and find out really what that other person is thinking or feeling. Jesus, being divine, had the ability to look within people and see them clearly. We don't have that, but we still have the ability to listen and to try to understand opposing viewpoints. If we don't take time to hear our neighbor's struggles, how can we preach to them? How can we share the good news if we don't understand the pain that is separating them from the healing love of God? Jesus asks us to invite to the table those who are not always our favorite people. In Jesus' day, among the Jewish, it was the blind and the lame, the beggars and the outcasts. Who are our outcasts today? Of course, we can readily see the poor, the homeless, the addict, the immigrants. We need to continue our outreach through service to those less fortunate than us. But if we look further, we might find others who we should invite to the table, others that we don't really want to invite to the table. Maybe that sibling that always talks bad about our faith, or the neighbor who is on the opposite side of the political beliefs, or the coworker who won't stop talking trash about people different from himself, whether it be sexual orientation, political beliefs, or faith-related beliefs. Jesus called all to come to the table. Not everyone responded positively, but he was still there offering the banquet, and he encourages us to do the same. I'm not saying that by offering a comment or inviting a person to lunch, it will automatically change that person. It might turn that person's hatred, but it might be a step. And if physical contact is sort of too dangerous or confrontational, maybe you could start by praying for that person. Changing how we look at the confrontational people in our lives could change how we perceive the world. Instead of hating that person or feeling anger towards them, we could show mercy, compassion. Our anger and tension would be replaced with God's love. Our bodies would be filled with spiritual food. As Jesus promises in his gospel, we will be repaid when the virtuous rise again, when we come to God's table in the heavenly banquet.